Plenary Hall. When the Houses are in session, visitors must remain seated and keep silent while inside the plenary halls so as not to disturb the progress of the session. To have access to the galleries, visitors must leave handbags, hats, caps, briefcases, cameras, cell phones, and other personal belongings in the storage area designated by the legislative police of both houses at the entrance of the galleries of the plenary halls. It is forbidden to lean over the gallery protective railing. Every 2 years, in both legislative houses, parliamentarians elect some of their colleagues to occupy the posts in the boards, which are the bodies in charge of conducting the legislative activities. Both the Senate Board and the Board of the Chamber of Deputies are composed of a President, a First Vice President, a Second Vice President, a First, a Second, a Third, and a Fourth Secretaries, in addition to four substitutes or alternates. The members of the boards also make up the steering committee of each house, which are in charge of administrative decisions of the respective institution during that biennium. Both in the Chamber of Deputies and in the Senate, the higher chairs of the respective board day's table are occupied by the parliamentarians who are presiding over the session, while the parliamentarians who occupy the post of vice presidents and secretaries sit to the right and to the left. Behind the board day's table, there are desks occupied by officials of the respective secretariat general of the board. These officials are responsible for the management of legislative procedures, watching and aiding parliamentarians not only in the activities carried out in the plenary hall and in the committees, but also in the transaction of all legislative matters.